For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
At sfgiants.com/tickets, we are SF, we are Giants.
The markets are up. The markets are down. The markets are heading sideways. It's enough to make your head spin. Let KGOA10 help you make sense of it all with financial updates throughout the day. Listen for KGOA10's business and tech reporter, Jason Middleton, mornings and afternoons at 28 and 58 past the hour. Get the latest market numbers and find out what's happening in the business world and how it affects you. Financial updates on the Bay Area's news and information station, KGOA10.
8 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour, a police officer involved shooting in Oakland.
The driver proceeded to ram one of the officer's cars. The officer discharged his firearm.
Investigators are still on scene at Sobrante Park and 105th Avenue in Oakland, where a San Leandro police officer shot a woman during an investigation. Sobrante Park is on the Oakland-San Leandro border, an area notorious for violence. KGO 810's Tiana McLeese is live again in Oakland with the story. Tiana?
John, San Leandro police officers were conducting an investigation in Oakland that was not related to this woman who they came upon. They noticed that she was driving a stolen car at 105th Avenue in Circle Creek. That's when they attempted to stop her, but she allegedly tried to get away, and that's when the shooting occurred, according to Oakland police spokeswoman Donna Watson.
Officers attempted to stop the vehicle and detain the driver and the passenger. The driver elected to try to get away. Now, this takes place at a dead-end street, so there's only one way in, one way out. As the driver tried to flee, the driver rammed into the police officer's vehicle.
Now, that officer fired an unknown amount of shots at this woman, hitting her. She is being treated at a local hospital, but her condition is unknown at this time. The passenger was not injured, and he is being questioned. The woman in the stolen car was not related to the investigation being conducted by police, according to Officer Watson. Live in Oakland, I'm Tiana McLeese, KGOA 10.
A horrifying death today on the site of a Petaluma construction project. It happened near Castania and Petaluma Boulevard, just off of Highway 101. Sergeant Cecile Fauché is with the Sonoma County Sheriff's Department.
A 28-year-old man from Novato named Jared Overfield was working on the site, and he was moving a 40-foot length of pipe. It weighed about 8,000 pounds approximately. He was part of the crew that was removing it from a forklift when it broke free and began to roll, and he was crushed underneath.
Cal OSHA is investigating the accident. Overfield worked for a San Rafael-based engineering firm. Still a lot of questions following the discovery of that beach sperm whale in Pacifica. KGO 810's Kristen Haynes, though, talked to some experts.
The sperm whale looked thinner than average and was spotted lying there on Sharp Park Beach.
The Marine Mammal Center has responded to 17 stranded sperm whales over its 40-year history.
Dr. Claire Simeon, a veterinarian with the Marine Mammal Center, says there are lots of reasons why whales beach themselves, including sickness and injury.
The last two adult sperm whales actually had a large amount of ocean trash in their stomach, which was likely the contributor to their cause of death.
Now, a warning out for voters that come in contact with whales. Give them plenty of space. Spring is apparently a migration season for whales as they head to the Arctic for feeding. Mary Jane Schramm is with the Gulf of the Fairlines National Marine Sanctuary.
And they'll wander into San Francisco Bay, sometimes even into Tomales Bay. So we want to put people on the alert that if they are lucky enough to encounter a whale, there are certain precautions that they need to take.
Schramm says boaters should try to stay at least 100 yards away and never cut off a whale's path or somehow split up a mother and her calf. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 8:04.
Hello there, I'm Michael at newpain.com. We have a special rebate of $50 on Milgard's Tuscany and Styleline series windows. All Milgard energy-efficient windows have a lifetime warranty to the original owner, which covers parts, labor, and accidental glass breakage. A minimum order of 6 windows or 2 doors is required. These fantastic rebates are valid until May the 31st. If you are building a home north of the bridge or in Sea Ranch, NewPain will give you or your contractor special discounted prices on the Milgard Essence series wood windows. Additional discounts are available to apartment owners. So there you go. Log on to newpain.com. That's newpain.com or call 800-614-7263. That's 800-614-7263 to get your special pricing on Milgard windows.
8:05 on KGO. Time again for traffic on the fives with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. We'll start in the city. Traffic is still miserable, primarily, of course, on northbound 101, which is crawling from just before Cesar Chavez to the Skyway, and eastbound 80 is hardly moving still from 101 to Fremont. Though, some good news, no issues on the Bay Bridge in either direction at the moment. El Cerrito, things are getting better slowly but surely. Westbound 80 at Central Avenue, still very slow from an earlier very severe accident. Your stop and go back to just before Carlson. Well, I say stop and go. It's crawling, all right? Only a little further back, still on westbound 80, an accident at Cutting Boulevard involving 5 vehicles. From what I understand, it's still blocking 4 lanes. They haven't made it clear if they've opened those yet or not. Traffic is pretty much stopped still back to Solano Avenue and holding steady there. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
In sports tonight, the Oakland A's beat, the Giants are down 4-1 to the Colorado Rockies, bottom of the second. It seems like we've got the bad Tim Lincecum tonight. He gave up a 3-run homer, top of the first inning. A's lose to the Astros in Houston, and the Golden State Warriors are up 35-23 on the Denver Nuggets nearing the end of the first quarter. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Today's high temperatures were as much as 10 degrees hotter than forecast, and we could see record highs by Friday. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Both Thursday and Friday, there could be a couple of cities that actually get close to records, low 60s to upper 80s for your Friday. On Saturday, we're going to keep the fog around for the coastal spots. Bay and inland, you'll enjoy the sun, low 60s to upper 80s. And then it's a slight dip in the temperatures on Sunday.
Low 60s to mid 80s on Sunday. Chance of rain, believe it or not, by the middle of next week. Right now, around the Bay Area, mostly clear. We've got 69 degrees in Fairfield, 65 in Dublin, 67 in Walnut Creek, 63 in San Jose, 62 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Let's go.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
Showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Well, the day that we dread has finally arrived. It's April 15. It's tax day.
Hi, I'm Jerry, and I work for the IRS. But it's just my job. I like to go mountain biking, make sushi at home. I have a crazy German shepherd that thinks he's human. It's not like I enjoy auditing people, catching them with inconsistent deductions and right. Nailing them with the discovery of indiscrepancies, bragging to my fellow auditors that I got a family to lose their house over a misplaced decimal point. Nah, I don't get off on that. It's not like I can't stop grinning when you get nothing back and have to pay in. No, not true. So, when you're filing, remember, it's just our job. We live in an angry, tense, reactionary, sometimes violent world right now, and we all need to just keep our cool, all right?
Well, we're trying.
Good. I work for the IRS. I'm Jerry. Not giving you my last name, though. No way.
Get to know today's IRS. For more information, visit deflectingtheblame.org.
And speaking of those guys, I have to tell you, so my SO, significant other, she had to go visit 4 times. Yeah, she went to one of those national do-your-tax places.
Oh, God.
Yes, because we were, had filing out of state for last year. Oh, my God. She had to go 4 times.
That's horrible.
That would be like Hawk Heather. Yeah.
I should have given you a name of somebody. Jeez Louise.
Yeah.
He's fantastic. Actually, it's Ron's guy. He's fantastic.
Thank God it's over. The nightmare is over, at least until next year. So let me see here. couple things. First of all, I'm not sure exactly what the hell was going on with Dennis Quaid, but, you know, it turns out it's funny or die, right? I mean, isn't that exactly what this is? Because we weren't sure until late this afternoon what was going on. You know, Dennis Quaid's rant on a movie set, whether it was real or not. Turns out it was staged. But it reminded us of Christian Bale. Remember him when he did the total meltdown? What was the name of the movie? Oh, Terminator Salvation. It was in 2009. It just seems like yesterday. I mean, that was 6 years ago. So, but here's Dennis Quaid, and we put them together. So it's a Dennis Quaid, Christian Bale mashup.
Nice.
I am acting here, and this head
Dennis
wanders onto my set.
What the are you doing? Christian.
I can't even that get one's a real line out. Don't be the starts whispering in your ear, and you're not even watching anymore.
Sake, man, you're amateur.
I am doing my job here.
Are you professional or not?
I am a pro.
I want you off the set, you.
This is the most unprofessional set I have ever been on. This is horse.
I'm serious. You're a nice guy. You're a nice guy, but I don't cut it when you bullshit around like this on set.
I have a bunch of staring at me, and this baby.
I wanna kick your.
Oh my
you
lord.
You don't shut up for a second, all right?
This is garbage.
You're unbelievable, man. You're unbelievable.
Me.
Oh, good for you.
Remember that?
Hello. Yes. You are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
Remember Wait, that was Alec Baldwin.
Yes, we have Alec Baldwin.
But, talking to his child, yeah. No less.
And during the 9 o'clock hour play, I'll play it all, the whole thing for you, because it's just too fantastic, but it's a little long. But you know, you just have to remember that. And by the way, talk about aging and how time flies. Alec Baldwin's meltdown to his daughter was from 2007.
Okay.
Yeah.
What? Is that supposed to seem like yesterday?
It does seem like yesterday.
Oh, God. Things like that don't exist in my brain like on a calendar.
Well, I know, but and neither does with not with myself either.
You're saying she's drinking age now and she's coming for
probably,
him.
Probably, yeah,
know.
Yeah. But Christian Bale, 2009, it was just like, wow, that was 6 years ago. Yeah, and the nutty wackiness that is Alec Baldwin will enjoy that one. You know, the one they forgot is David Hasselhoff with the cheeseburger lying on the floor drunk.
Yeah, that's yeah. More of a drunk thing than an anger thing, so I don't put it in the same funnel.
He didn't. Speaking of fun, let's go to the park. All right, so here are a couple things that, you have to explain to people who've never worked in a theme park before.
This is what secret insider people who have worked there know about theme parks.
Yes.
And it could help you if you go to one.
Have you ever? I mean, worked
in a theme park, no.
No, but I mean, since you're in the business, been behind the scenes and go know what goes on?
Oh, no, uh-uh.
Oh, okay.
I try to avoid that. I think I was backstage once at Marine World Africa or something like that.
Okay, so, well, first of all, I mean, this is the obvious. They can make your trip a whole lot better if you're nice. That's a given. I mean, you know.
That's global.
Right.
Be nice to waiters and waitresses and bartenders. Yes. They could spit in your drink.
by the way, these people actually get promoted if you do give them good feedback. So if we do give your kid a fluffy plush minion toy because his ice cream cone fell on the ground, take 30 seconds to fill out a comment card because they get promoted.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a nice thing to do.
Yeah.
The costumes are hotter than hell and hotter than you can possibly imagine. As a matter of fact, you know, it's so hot in there, the character shifts are only 30 minutes long.
Oh, wow.
Did you know that?
I could just picture that thing being unzipped and, like, someone all shriveled like Gandhi steps out, you know, because it's so hot and you just sweat everything off.
Yeah, it's like putting yourself on a treadmill and, you know, hitting number 9. And
right,
then they
right.
have to be, and it probably takes a half hour to put half of that stuff on.
And while you're on the treadmill, jack the thermostat up to 100.
And then the thing about the characters, if you ever noticed when you went to any of these theme parks, there are strippers who get groped less than, you know, the really popular ones.
Right.
Yes. Why people think it's funny to, you know, grab a giant puppet's crotch is beyond us. But, you got to remember, there's a good chance.
It is a giant puppet. Yeah. I hadn't thought of that.
There's some poor dude in there, some, you know, girl in there, and the crying game is probably not one of the movies that you came here to relive. I mean, for God's sakes, people. Yeah, let it calm down. Well, the princess's hair is not real. I think that's a given. And by the
but
way,
don't
it's
grab it.
Yeah, don't pull it off. It's just like the weave. Leave that thing alone.
Yeah.
It's got a life of its own. They get in free to all the theme parks, but they never go.
Yeah.
It's like working at a fast food restaurant and you never eat at that fast food restaurant. Unless they're handing. Oh,
you
by
smell
the way,
it all day long.
We'll get to that war coming up here in just a few minutes. Boy, I was on Chip Franklin's show today disagreeing with him about the minimum wage at McDonald's, and they're protesting right now.
Right.
Right now in Berkeley. We'll Yay. Discuss. Okay. This is back to the theme park thing. They can never use one finger like this, the index finger, to point at you. That's a no-no rule.
Really?
Some cultures, pointing with one finger is considered rude, so they do two fingers.
Oh, and since people come from all over the world to a theme park, they just tell them don't do it.
Yeah, so notice that the next time you're there. If they you ask for directions, I would do it on purpose just to see if they do it correctly.
They'll use their whole hand, or they'll use two fingers.
Uh-huh. Okay. It's a rule. Most employees are considered part-time workers, but work 45 to 70 hours a week anyway. That's cool, though. I mean, you know, who needs benefits when you could save 50% on souvenir cups and stuffed animals? I don't know. Oh, by the way, here's a really important rule.
Do they have to wait in line?
No.
Okay.
But they won't, because under no circumstance should you ever eat the turkey legs. That's according to the people that work there.
I wonder why.
Yeah. And
why not eat the turkey leg? Is it chicken hawks?
No, or whatever that guy is. Been sitting there
What's
for
that
a month.
Big chicken.
Yes. And the princess or whatever, I'm not going to say her name, but you know who she is.
That one.
Yes. She's the queen bee. She's a chain smoker.
Well, we've all seen that. If you wander off the beaten path and then you catch Cinderella with it.
That's her business. All right. Okay, let's get to it.
A cigarella.
They've got a McBeef, and as I said, I was fighting with Chip Franklin today. It was a fun argument. I mean, it was a fun conversation. Because him and I disagree wholeheartedly on the minimum wage. He's totally against it being raised to $15 an hour. I'm totally for it, and we'll discuss next. If you want to weigh in, you can call now, 808-0810. I mean, he just thinks it's just going to cause businesses to go out of business. And you know what? That's the excuse the Republican Party comes up with all the time.
Oh my
and
God.
By the way, he's not one. But nonetheless, he was just against it. And I had to call in, and I'm like, dude, this is San Francisco. They deserve at least $15 an hour.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Anywhere in this Bay Area.
How you can look at what it costs to live anywhere and then look at the minimum wage and think, that's okay, is just beyond me. That is simple math right there.
We'll get into the argument in a second. I don't want to hear minimum wage. I want to hear living wage. That's my battle.
Thank you. You're right.
Yes. 808-0810 is the number if you want to weigh in. Which side are you on? Chips or mine? I don't know. 808-0810. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states. Attention women. If you or a loved one sustained injuries caused by transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic sling, or bladder sling, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. The FDA issued a public notice to doctors and patients concerning injuries caused by transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic slings, and bladder slings. Please call now if you or a loved one has had one of these devices implanted. You may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Time is limited. If you or a loved one's life has been affected by complications from a transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic sling, or bladder sling, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Call 800-251-0435 now. Call 800-251-0435. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-251-0435. That's 800-251-0435. Again, 800-251-0435.
The rich are getting richer. How about you? Sitting on the sidelines will get you nowhere. So what's your next move? What if you could learn how to make real money when the market goes up or down, all while protecting your hard-earned capital? Over 230,000 people have experienced Online Trading Academy's unique trading education, and now you can too. Wait a minute. Before you say, oh no, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a free 2-hour trading class so you can check this out. And if you call now, we'll include a video
guide, worth $247 just for attending. Think about it. What is your money doing for you in a CD or mutual fund? Call right now while seats are still available at 888-712-TRADE. That's 888-712-8723 or online at otaclass.com. This could really change everything. Call now, 888-712-TRADE, 888-712-8723 or otaclass.com.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax and then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set, so you can give all your 2-inch tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something? Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you. But if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com and file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only, offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Every 4 seconds, a Ford technician expertly performs a multi-point inspection on a vehicle. So if you're looking to find confidence, you just found enough to hand-feed a steak to a starving lion. Now get a $50 mail-in rebate on any Motorcraft brake service when you use the Ford Service credit card. Ford Service. Go with confidence.
Subject to credit approval, taxes extra, rebate by prepaid debit card, pads or shoes on most vehicles, one axle, exclusions apply. See your participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 6/30/15.
Now more of the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
The Drex Radio Show live on KGO 810. And rest in peace to R&B singer Percy Sledge, who died yesterday from cancer. He was 73, and that was his biggest hit from 1966. And by the way, then, you know, it was covered by Michael Bolton. And that was, let me see here. Do you remember that? Yeah, 1990. That's too bad. Yeah, in 1991. And here's the thing about that is Michael Bolton actually won a Grammy for it.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. He's the guy who won the Grammy. When a man
loves a woman. God, what a bummer.
Oh. Spend his very last day. But I mean, Percy, I have to tell you, that song has been covered so many times, so I think of as a somewhat of a tribute, and he'll be missed. All right, so let's talk about this because this is going on right now. You know, we've got our McProtests and they're going. I suppose they're still going on over in the East Bay, and this was all about today. Fast food workers rallied around the country, here in the Bay Area, over in Berkeley, and they're demanding higher pay. And they were using the April 15th deadline for filing tax returns to publicize their claim that they cannot survive on the hourly wages paid by most U.S. corporations. That's just the bottom line. Marching behind a banner reading, raise wages, raise the city. They were carrying placards, you know, fight for 15 on 415. And that's the way it's been going. And so I don't know how you feel about it. Now, we've made movements here in San Francisco specifically, and that will gradually raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. It just moved to $12.25 per hour in May, and it will go to $13 an hour per hour in July of 2016. And from there, it will go up by $1 every year until 2018 when it lands at $15 an hour. You know, bringing the minimum wage employee working full time to $31,000 a year. Okay, so I think that's too slow. Seattle's already at 15.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, it's a matter of fact, and we've talked about this before. You know, we are at a level in this city. San Francisco is already the city with the highest minimum wage, or it was, and then the passage of the wage would increase, you know, will help in the placement. But you know, here's the thing. You know, it's already 15 in Seattle, and they're saying that is barely making it. Mm-hmm. So people across the Bay are very much up in arms. One of the things that I wanted to mention was, let me grab this. Yes, everything's all around me. The poverty level is near record high. You know, while more jobs have entered the region, the influx of high-paid tech workers has driven up the prices in the city and made it increasingly unaffordable for low-wage workers. Income inequality in San Francisco, for example, this one study found, is on par of that of developing nations.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Bay Area children are the Bay Area's future. We know that currently 1 in 7 of them, you know, are looking at a handicap by their economic status. Even more if you look at just the youngest, those less than 6 years of age. At almost 14%, San Francisco had the highest poverty rate of any county in the Bay Area, despite the increasing volume and number of tech companies flocking to the city.
And that shows you that trickle-down economics isn't a thing.
Right. So, you know, this is where I'm at. If you're in Paducah, Kentucky, I could understand why $15 an hour might not be necessary. All right? But I think it's what I said before we went into this set, and my argument this morning was I don't think that people have a misunderstanding, and I don't see businesses going out of business in the Bay Area because they're paying their minimum wage employees $15 an hour. And by the way, I think it needs to move quicker. We should not have to wait several years for people to make $15 an hour.
It doesn't make a small business go out of business. That small business just raises its prices.
It should be a living wage. Something that you can live on. Here's the other thing that has happened. I mean, back in our day, it was a beginner job, and you did make minimum wage. And the whole idea, and yes, I did work at McDonald's. It was my first job. I loved it, as a matter of fact.
Huh.
Yeah, yeah.
And I sold ice cream.
But you know what? I mean, that's not the reality today. There are people in there who literally live on that wage, and they're adults. So the teens have been pushed out for the most part. And you go there now and they're, you know, I go to my hometown in Pennsylvania and I see retired people working in there just to make ends meet. Yes. You know, you've got these retirees waiting on you and taking your order or standing behind the counter at McDonald's. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, this is a really a big, drastic downer, bummer, Debbie Downer. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, where do you think should happen? Do you think it should be set nationally or do you think it should be set? Because
that's a good question.
I think it should be set regionally. That's what I think.
It does.
State
because
by
clearly
state, city
we
by
live
city. Yeah.
Yeah, in a state and areas where things are just more expensive, which is kind of interesting that the United States isn't more even. You know, like you said, we could go to Kentucky right now and, oh, my God, a gin and tonic would be like $2 and we'd be like, what? I'll take 7 of them, you know. At those prices.
We have a report from the KGO newsroom. Let's check in with them.
A lot of people outside the McDonald's here on Mission and 24th Street this morning say it used to be you could get an entry-level job at McDonald's while you were in high school and know you were getting experience. That McDonald's worker Noesha McGeehee says that demographic has changed.
So they're not even really looking for students. They're looking for people to work there long-term.
That's
they're
right.
Making it so that it actually becomes a career. Instead of them building the workers up like from cashier to supervisor to manager, they're not doing that. They're literally keeping the people at this same rate, and even the managers aren't getting paid what they should. And just because they don't have education doesn't mean they are not equal in our society.
She says adults working at McDonald's are now struggling to make it, even with full-time work. The McDonald's workers are fighting for $15 an hour. They're holding actions in 40 countries and in 200 cities across America. In San Francisco, I'm Kim McAllister, KGO 810.
Thank you very much, Kim.
The fantastic thing about all that is I kind of thought of McDonald's workers, and maybe this is me, but I just thought, you know, they're the type of person who's thinking, oh, one of these days something good is going to happen to me and I'm not going to work here forever. You know, like dreamers and people who wouldn't, in fact, organize and take to the streets. So I'm really like, I'm not their mom, but I'm really proud and excited that people are doing this. We're so lazy in this country so often about things. But and you rarely see people like take to the streets and complain about their situation because they think they're going to, they're just going to be that one person who's going to be singled out and win the lottery ticket or something like that. And they're like speaking on behalf of themselves and everyone that's in the same lot as they are. I just think that's great.
Well, and not only that, how brave it is. We were talking about this, several times. We've talked about it constantly. Be careful what you say about your organization, that your employer, on social media, especially if you're going to march outside and bitch and moan about your salary. No, you got to be concerned. Now, thank God they're collectively doing it all over the country and around the world. So, I mean, what choice do they have? They need to listen, and I hope that they
are. Well, this isn't like, Drex was a jerk to me today at
work. I understand.
They're well within their legal bounds to ask for a living wage.
Well, if we were marching up and down the street here, they would be taking notes, I would think.
Yeah.
I would think.
it's still, you know, within your purview to ask for fairness or whatever you think.
Yes. And as if they try to unionize, or if they are unionized, I mean, that is their right. Okay. We're going to move along because when we come back from the news break, we're going to talk with John Libertini. So get this. Once again, we go to Sacra Tomato, and today, once again this afternoon, that U.S. judge will not remove marijuana from the most dangerous drug list, which is unbelievable to me. Actually, the normal people are not surprised and they're kind of cool with it. They're waiting for this to be done nationally. But we'll discuss. And then Chris Christie, who wants to run for president, you know, the Republican. He wanted, yes, as in past tense. He says, I will crack down and not permit legal marijuana as president. And he's talking about medicinal and recreational. All going to go. Bad move. We'll tell you why next on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
It's the Fast 15 at Cache Creek. Now through May 25th, every Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m., someone will win a brand new car. One lucky winner every Saturday and Sunday will drive away in a fast and fun brand new Dodge Dart. Plus, three lucky winners at each drawing will walk away with $1,500 in cash. Don't forget, on Memorial Day, May 25th, we will be giving away another Dodge Dart. That's a total of 15 Dodge Darts guaranteed. Move fast to Cache Creek and get your free daily drawing entry. Plus, you can play more to earn more entries. 15 cars, $1,500. The Fast 15, only at Cache Creek. Play here. Play the best. Visit CacheCreek.com for details.
Jeremy was an uncontrollable alcoholic, and no matter what he tried, he couldn't escape his cravings.
I was absolutely torturing and destroying my family. I loved them more than I loved myself, but I just couldn't do it.
In a moment of desperation, he called his mother.
I begged her, find me something. Just please find me something. I need help.
It seemed utterly hopeless until his mom found My Life Recovery Centers.
She called me up and said, I think we found our miracle. And it sounded way too good to be true.
It involves a totally unique outpatient procedure.
It sounds so far-fetched. Within 2.5 hours of having my implant done, I couldn't have cared less about having a drink. I mean, it was that almost immediate.
The results are stunning.
The cravings don't come back. It was a godsend. It literally saved my life. I found a way out.
If you suffer from alcohol or opiate addiction, call My Life Recovery Centers. 800-653-1238. Find your way out. 800-653-1238. 800-653-1238. Physician-owned treatment center. Individual results may vary.
8:30 in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour, mounting pressure at the state capitol over legislation that would require parents to vaccinate their children.
Eliminating the personal belief exemption will not increase school or public safety.
The objections continued that during a committee hearing today, and now lawmakers are questioning the plan. State Senator Richard Pan, the author of the legislation, confirmed for KGO tonight a vote in the Senate Education Committee is going to be delayed for 1 week. Pan, a pediatrician, has received threats and now travels with armed security.
There may be some things we need to clarify, as well as share with them more information about why this is such a compelling public interest to keep our children safe from dangerous contagion.
As it stands now, the bill would remove all exemptions and force parents to vaccinate their children. This, though, is just a committee vote. The full assembly, Senate, and Governor Jerry Brown also have a say.
Hey, you know what I do got, though, man? I got a joint, man.
Oh, wow. Yeah. All right.
But it's still a dangerous drug in the eyes of the federal government. Today, U.S. District Judge Kimberly Muller in Sacramento refused to take marijuana off the list of most dangerous drugs. The ruling came in response to a motion by attorneys asking for dismissals in cases involving medical marijuana growing operations. Marijuana is still illegal in the eyes of the feds and viewed as a drug that does not have an acceptable medical use. It also remains on the same list with heroin and LSD. Federal law or not, though, marijuana growers are mobilizing at the state capitol as California moves ever so much closer to legalizing recreational pot. Here's KGO 810's Brian Pelletier.
California's marijuana farmers have existed in a legal gray area in the 18 years since the state became the first to allow residents to use the drug for medical purposes. But veteran cannabis growers are emerging from the shadows to make their voices heard now that groundwork is being laid to legalize pot for recreational use. Marijuana producers from Northern California's infamous Emerald Triangle are hiring lobbyists and forming political action committees, saying it's worth the risk coming forward to ensure their interests are represented.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 8:34.
Attention, this is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that'll show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, call 1-800-427-1498 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-427-1498 right now to get your free tax lien kit plus two free tickets to a live training event coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-427-1498. That's 800-427-1498 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
8:35 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic. So let's head to Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by 1-800-4-INJURY in the city, northbound 101 at Cesar Chavez. Got a hit-and-run accident there involving a cyclist on the right shoulder. The cyclist, at last report, was on the ground, knocked over. So northbound 101 is now hardly moving from 280 to the Skyway. Eastbound 80 is so heavy right now that it's causing overflow on southbound 101 as well, which is jammed beyond Van Ness to Market Street. Once you get on the Bay Bridge, you've got minor delays across the lower deck past Treasure Island all the way up to the Toll Plaza. In El Cerrito, westbound 80 at Central Avenue, things are still very slow from an earlier severe accident. Things are mostly cleared, but lanes 3 and 4 are still closed. An hour ago, they said it would be at least an hour before those lanes were reopened. You've still got traffic that's at a near stop back to just before Potrero. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today and ask Attorney Kuvara any question related to personal injuries or accidents. Mr. Kuvara is a 40-year accident attorney, ex-insurance adjuster rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. It's a free evaluation. Call today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
The A's lose to the Houston Astros 6-1 today. Giants down to Colorado 4-1, bottom of the fourth. And the Warriors up by 7 on Denver with 2:35 to go just before halftime. And now your Bay Area weather forecast, sunny and warm, maybe real warm. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Low 70s to mid 80s for your Thursday afternoon. Plenty of sun. You'll need the shades. You'll need the sunscreen. Friday, inland areas will continue to see those temperatures come up near 90 degrees. Coastal spots, you're going down thanks to the fog. So we're looking at low 60s to upper 80s for your range.
Right now around the Bay Area, mostly clear skies. We've got 61 in Livermore, 52 in Half Moon Bay, 59 in Santa Cruz, 62 Oakland and San Jose, 60 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Governor Christie and that damn judge up there in Sacramento won't remove marijuana from the most dangerous list. What would Morgan Freeman say about that?
And now, Morgan Freeman's Springtime Memories.
March 20th, 1955. I was out hiking with my dad when we came to a field of thick green plants. Morgan, my daddy said, this is cannabis. It can be used to make rope, cloth, and paper. Or you can smoke it and see God. I looked up at him and said, well, how do you know this, Pops? And he said, because I smoke it and see God. Now toke up, fool. You think I came up here for a damn hike?
That was another of Morgan Freeman's springtime memories.
Ah, yes, Morgan, right on. But not so much if the California judge in Sacramento has her way. So once again, we welcome John Lobertini.
Well, she's a federal judge. She's not a state judge. And there has been sort of this coexistence when it comes to marijuana. Federal government agreed in most cases that it was going to leave California alone and leave medical marijuana alone. though they do periodically decide that, you know, they're going to arrest and prosecute people just so you know they're still there. She's a federal judge, and, you know, it was probably unrealistic to expect that she might make a dramatic decision like that. But, hey, it was worth a try, and if it was going to happen anywhere, maybe California was the place.
And maybe that's why she made the decision here. I mean, it almost sounds – does it sound a little political to you?
Very political.
I think so. By the way, we have Brian Pelletier from the KGO newsroom, and he has a report on this.
Saying the courts are not designed to act as the maker of public policy, Judge Kimberly Mueller issued her ruling against removing marijuana from the Schedule I class of drugs. That means marijuana will keep its classification for now. Carla Lowe is the founder of Citizens Against Legalizing Marijuana.
We're pleased. We understand that a controlled substance Schedule I is not to be found, has not been found safe or effective, and it has a high potential for abuse.
And Lowe thinks marijuana is too dangerous to ever legalize.
Our kids are smoking this highly potent 15, 18, 20% THC, mind-altering. We're concerned about what it's doing to our kids' developing brains.
Meanwhile, marijuana advocates say the drug should not be classified with heroin and LSD, and they expect to appeal the decision. I'm Brian Pelletier, KGO 810.
It's right. Unbelievable. You know, so they still want to go with this Schedule I garbage. I mean, at least you think they would remove that. Yeah, Eric Holder and the DOJ have been instructed by the Obama administration to leave the states alone. And that's exactly what they should do. But, you know, let's face it, especially even with medical marijuana, I think that a lot of people are still suffering and are afraid to go get the card, even in our state or whatever state. You know what? I mean, those states where it is legal to use medical marijuana, there are a lot of folks who I do believe are paranoid. As Heather said, well, that's why you shouldn't be smoking pot. It makes you paranoid. But nonetheless, because here's why. For example, I'm not sure I would want the feds to know that I have a card. What if, for instance, you know, Governor Christie would become president and say, oh, my God, thank God we have a database of all these pot smokers. Now let's put them all in jail. Let's bust every single one of them.
Well, I've got a friend in Sacramento who owns a bail bonds business, and he grows medical marijuana. And the cops have come into his house. They've seen him drying the marijuana from racks in his garage. And the only question they ask is, do you have any guns? You're in a major metropolitan city, and the local police come in. They're not going to touch you. There's got to be something special about the grower that gets the attention of the federal government. As I noted last hour, I know people who run medical marijuana dispensaries. I've done news stories on them. And they, you know, they love to keep me up to date on how the federal government is treating them. And during the holidays, probably been about 2 years now, a bunch of letters went out to dispensaries all over California saying that, you know, you're making too much money or we're taking a closer look at your operation. And one of the people I know actually shut down their operation for 3-4 months and hired lawyers to negotiate with the feds so they could reopen, which is what they did.
Yes, now, but technically, they're negotiating, and it's still illegal. 808-0810 is our number. I mean, what do you think? I mean, you know, this judge saying it belongs, and the government, the federal government, won't back off. This is a Schedule I drug. It's just as bad and horrible as heroin, LSD, cocaine, meth.
Well,
this,
it's
that,
definitely,
the other.
Definitely not your dad's marijuana.
No, I mean, it's not.
They have really, and it started in Canada. They really started to cultivate very strong marijuana probably 10, 15 years ago. And you name it, you can buy it.
Yeah, but let's face it. We live in California. And, you know, I remember during the mid-80s, everybody would talk about the Humboldt County stuff. You know, you would stick to the wall. So it was very strong back in the day. And I'm sure it may be there are different strains, but it's not the commercial stuff that was coming across the border from Mexico, that brown dirt that we were smoking on the East Coast. That's
weed,
for damn sure.
Weed.
Yes, yes. What did you call it? Because you just nailed it.
Skunk weed or ditch weed?
No.
The skunk was here.
Yeah. I think we would refer to it as the commercial stuff. But, I mean, you know, it was brown and it was garbage. I mean, you know, it was just like, it was old and
Is Judge Mueller looking at any evidence? Because this just seems crazy to me. And I know, you know,
it's
there
a
are
test
people
case.
Who use it, not
it's
me.
It's a test.
What?
It's a test case.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, I think the whole country's looking at this and seeing what she's going to decide. And she says that, you know, she's not ready to strike down the classification. She
but
wants
a
to
judge
keep a
should look
one.
At evidence and weigh things on facts.
Yeah, but this is but you have to understand this is a federal court. It's not a state court.
I
it
understand.
Is
so they don't look
the
at
law
facts?
In the federal government. No. Well, it doesn't matter if it's against the law. It's against the law. Now, the decisions for, you know, the people who are going to make the decision as to whether or not marijuana is legal at the federal level, yeah, you might it might be a rogue judge like her that will set the ball in motion. And you have to wonder how it was that it ended up in open court today, which
right.
is interesting.
Yeah.
But it's going to take a lot more than one judge to say something. And, you know, clearly she has career aspirations. So she and those are appointed positions.
Well, here's my problem. Back to the DOJ. Let's, you know, and back to Congress. Do something about it. You know, piss or get off the pot. Or get on the pot. Piss or get on the pot. That's what I mean. I'm here to tell you, why don't they just make up their damn minds? And let's go to Chris Christie for a second. He wants to run for president. He's a Republican. He's the governor of California. And he made it very clear that he intends to crack down on those states that have ended prohibitions on marijuana. And he says unequivocally, absolutely, I will crack down and I will not permit it. 808-0810 is the number. What do you think? I mean, so here comes a Republican administration if Billary doesn't win, and God only knows what's going to happen. And by the way, he cites an enormous addiction problem. Not sure he should be the one that talks about addiction problems. Bump, bump. But anyway, nonetheless, he wants a very clear message to be sent from the White House on down through federal law enforcement. He says states should not be permitted to sell and profit from legalizing marijuana, whether that be for medical or for, you know, just for fun, recreational.
You know, my daughter
not having it.
My daughter took off after high school and came back about a year and a half ago, and she was working at a medical marijuana dispensary. And I had that, I gave her that look like, what are you doing? And, you know, Liz, growing up with a reporter, both of those kids have learned that they, you know, they better be prepared to answer tough questions.
Sure.
And she says, look, I've watched people get better. I've watched sick people get better.
Oh, yes, especially when you talk about epileptic children and stuff like that.
Right,
I mean,
yeah.
And they're just using the oil.
She's done that. She does the research. She can rattle off the ingredients.
Yes.
I mean, she can have a very coherent conversation about why she's doing what she's doing. She's transitioning out of that because it's actually a really crummy business to be working in, but she believes in the marijuana. And, you know, it was, you know, I trust my daughter if she tells me that.
I have to tell you this. So, you know, we've got the Republicans who are over there in Washington. They are not standing with Christie. They made it very clear today. The majority of Republicans disagree with Christie's stance. I mean, they want to come to the center if they want to win this election. When they start with this garbage and they want to start telling states what to do, especially with medical marijuana, I believe that most Americans, and well, it's a fact. I mean, it's pushing, well, I can tell you as a matter of fact, it's 63% of all Americans are in favor of medical marijuana. So if you've got a Republican who's running for president coming in and saying, I'm going to get rid of all of these laws, you're basically stomping on the foot and the feet of every single state in America, not allowing them to make up their minds as an individual state. I mean, he's wrong. I mean, just crap like that will get him nowhere.
And you've got young people that are starting to vote.
Yes.
You know, you have the 18 to 24-year-olds or a bit older. I mean, you know, they don't vote in droves when they're that young. But as they get into their mid to late 20s and start to realize that votes matter, that kind of thing is really going to come back to bite candidates like Christie.
Absolutely. And we're going to take a break and we'll be back. If you're on hold, stay there, 808-0810. And then we'll talk about the lieutenant governor. Obviously, he has aspirations to be the next governor of California. And he's made it very clear that recreational marijuana will be on the ballot in 2016. How do you think that's going to go? It's going to come to California. Then what are the feds going to do? What do you think? 808-0810. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO810.
Here's a crazy idea from Cash Call Mortgage. Take the mortgage you closed in the last year and look at redoing it at today's 15-year fixed 2.875% rate and APR with no closing costs. Just call 877-890-CASH, and with no cost or obligation, we'll tell you how much your payment could drop with the do-over refi. And you won't pay any points, deposits, or fees. None. It's so easy. Just do the regular paperwork, most of which you already did for your last refi, and we'll do the rest. So make the cash call at 877-890-CASH for today's 15-year fixed 2.875% rate and APR with absolutely no closing costs. The do-over refi, only from Cash Call Mortgage. Call 877-890-CASH and see for yourself.
Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 4131083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention women. If you or a loved one sustained injuries caused by transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic sling, or bladder sling, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. The FDA issued a public notice to doctors and patients concerning injuries caused by transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic slings, and bladder slings. Please call now if you or a loved one has had one of these devices implanted. You may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Time is limited. If you or a loved one's life has been affected by complications from a transvaginal mesh, bladder mesh, pelvic sling, or bladder sling, you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Call 800-251-0435 now. Call 800-251-0435. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-251-0435. That's 800-251-0435. Again, 800-251-0435.
The San Francisco International Film Festival returns for 2 weeks, April 23rd through May 7th, with an extraordinary showcase of cinematic discovery and innovation. Tickets and program info at festival.sffs.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Alfred De La Cruz, a diamond-certified dentist in San Ramon, and I am a KGO radio listener. Go to KGOradio.com and use the diamond-certified directory. Each company is rated highest in quality and is guaranteed.
Think you need to wait till the kids are grown and life settles down before you paint? Think again. We paint now with Behr Premium Plus Paint, only at the Home Depot, starting at $25.97 a gallon. It covers the colors of the past and lets future messes wipe right off. Let's stand up to what life throws at us and at our walls. Let's do this. Behr Premium Plus starting at $25.97 a gallon. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Price may vary by store location, U.S. only. See store for details.
Now more of the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
We're just talking about marijuana, the legislation, and, you know, the Republican candidate. Well, he hasn't announced it yet, but... Governor Christie of New Jersey said, absolutely, medical marijuana or recreational, if I become president, it's all going away. And then in California today, here in California, in Sacramento, the federal judge won't remove marijuana from the Schedule 1 list, making it as dangerous as heroin, LSD, crack, meth, whatever you have it may be. Let's go to the phones here. David in Sacramento, thank you for calling. You're on the Drex Radio Show.
Yeah, how you doing?
Very good, thank you.
All right, so here's the deal. You know, if you really think that Christie and all these Republicans are really going to be in and get into office, then people are really crazy. That's almost like saying trying to stop gay marriage and from not becoming a reality. And the majority of the kids out there that voted for this gay marriage because they have friends they hang out with that are gay, they're nuts.
I have to tell you. No, so David, immediately today, the Republicans came out. They got together and they talked to the Pew Research people and said, listen, that's Governor Christie running his mouth. That's not our party. Don't allow him to speak for us.
He's got a big mouth anyway. Why would you want to put a big mouth into the White House in the first place. I mean, to hear that, really?
I mean, no, I don't. No, you know, I'm with you.
You know what is going to happen in California by far, and I guarantee you, there's no stopping it. So maybe 2016. Here comes marijuana.
Here it comes. Here it comes. All right. Thank you very much. Next.
That's the spirit. Thanks, David. And we've got Devin in San Mateo.
Yes, you're on KGO. Good evening.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Yes, I just had one comment that I wanted to make sure all your listeners heard. You know, Colorado and Washington legalized it. It's been legal there for a little bit. And there's been some studies that have come out now. And one of them has shown that, at least one of them, I think there might have been two, actually. When you legalize marijuana, teenage drug use for marijuana and harder drugs goes down. Mm-hmm. It decreases. And that's something that I think really needs to be part of
the
discussion, because the reason it goes down is because marijuana is not a gateway drug, but the street dealers are. They push it onto teenagers, and when you legalize it, the street dealers are not in the game anymore. So that's the biggest reason why I think we need to legalize marijuana, so that we don't have street dealers pushing the drug, and it's a controlled substance that can be regulated.
Absolutely.
Great point,
I totally
Devin.
I totally agree with you. And, you know, one of the things is that we were just talking about during the break is, how do you measure the level of intoxication? This is why Lieutenant Governor Newsom has put together this Blue Ribbon Committee, standing by for it to become law in the state of California. I don't know how he's going to handle this if a Republican gets into office, but I doubt that's going to happen. But nonetheless, I mean, you know, so is it going to be 18 or 21? How are we going to tax it? And how do we level, how do we figure out who is intoxicated while driving and who isn't?
Well, you know, that's the reason that this wasn't on the 2014 ballot, because the people that were pushing it and gathered enough, you know, and were doing the signature gathering didn't have all of these things figured out. I remember distinctly asking one guy, well, have you figured out levels of intoxication? How is law enforcement going to measure this? Because let's face it, some people are going to be too high to drive. And he says, well, we're going to leave that up to law enforcement and let them figure that out. Well, that's a huge expense to the taxpayer, which I think, to your point, is why it's a good thing, and probably why Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom is yes, convening this Blue Ribbon Committee to figure some of these things out, so when they do hit the ballot in 2016, most everything is figured out.
Look, yeah. And I said this, and I'm totally a proponent of legalizing this, because it's just out of control. And the government, really, the DOJ, needs to just get it together, and Congress needs to just get on with it if we have to carry this all the way to the Supreme Court. But nonetheless, I tell you, and I was saying during the commercial break, you know, when I'm stuck on the Bay Bridge and I see smoke billowing out of windows and people stoned off their ass, and, you know, it smells like there's 1,000 skunks in front of me, that's not right. And if you're intoxicated when you're driving, you're wrong and you should be busted for it.
Well, it's probably the passenger in the car.
Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah, that's
a, that's a good one.
Oh, it's the AC transit driver. Yeah. It's fine.
Oh, it's my girlfriend's spot.
Right. Yeah, I mean, so I do believe there has to be rules and regulation as to how you measure if someone is intoxicated.
You mean people driving in for a Giants game, right?
Whatever the case may be, do your business at home and make sure you're not driving when you do it. I mean, come on, let's be sensible. I know the joke is they won't be speeding. These are the people that will be doing 30 miles an hour. But the people who are doing 30 miles an hour are going to cause accidents when the people are trying to do 70 miles
an
hour.
Right.
Yes.
And they've got their blinker on since Treasure Island Tunnel.
Thank you. I've seen it. I see it daily.
And then they're looking at their phone and going, I swear there's a Taco Bell around here somewhere.
It's the bridge of 10,000 skunks, everybody.
Where's my Taco Bell app? It doesn't seem to be working.
Okay, so this was all fraudulent, but we're going to get to the good stuff coming up here in the Late Night Late Show wrap-up. So Dennis Quaid tried to fake us out with freaking out on the set of a movie, but turns out it was all BS. But we did have
fun. Well, no, it's a good skit.
It is, yes, and we're talking about it. And so, you know, it reminded us of Alec Baldwin with his meltdown with his daughter. So we're going to play that for you, and along with some other great things coming up here on the Late Night Late Show wrap-up in just a few minutes on KGO 810.
1-877-CARS for kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS for Kids. Donate your car today. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Sleep is very important to me, and when I sink into my mattress, I just melt.
Mancini Sleep World wants you to enjoy huge savings and a great night's sleep. This is Randy Mancini inviting you to our tax-free mattress sale.
I've had a lot of back problems, and I had the best sleep I've ever had in my whole life.
At Mancini's, we offer the largest selection of top-brand mattresses at the lowest possible price.
Crawling into it is like heaven.
Hurry in for this limited offer. Visit sleepworld.com.
I wouldn't go anywhere else but Mancini Sleep World.
Tired of diets you've tried that have failed? Ready for long-term results? Jumpstart is a physician-designed, medically supervised weight loss program that uses real fresh foods, no prepackaged food. Jumpstart MD has an individual approach and is customized to your needs. You'll have tools and guidelines that make it simple and give you control. Supportive, empathetic health coaches that help you get sustainable results. Call Jumpstart MD to improve your lifestyle, your weight, and your health for good. Call 1-855-JUMPSTART today or go to jumpstartmd.com.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take a deep breath in and let go of the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you hit that piñata into your neighbor's yard. Let it go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health.